Now, you have to be careful with lenalidomide in patients with CLL. It has its usual side effects of myelosuppression and what have you that it has in any disease. But there are two adverse effects which are of particular interest and concern. The first of these is a flare syndrome. Patients take the drug for a couple of weeks. All of a sudden, they call you up. Oh, my God, doc, my nose have markedly increased in size. They hurt. You do a CBC. The white count has gone way up. And a few days or a week or two later, the nodes shrink down, pain goes away, the white count comes down, and the patient is fine and may even be in remission. There are some investigations going on to try and figure out what cytokines or other factors are responsible for this, but it may even be a good thing for you.
Any speculations about what's going on?
No, because I've sent several patients to be biopsied, and by the time they get to the surgeon to be biopsied, the nodes have shrunk down. So Asher Chanakhan is measuring a number of cytokines and effector cells to see if he can identify this, but we don't know yet. The results of these studies will be of interest.
Has this been seen with other agents?
I've actually seen it with fludarabine and rituximab, although uncommonly.
Interesting. You know, I got all excited when I saw the graphic in your paper, Mechanism of Action, but then I started to read everything and I got more and more confused. What's the current thinking about the mechanism of action of lenalidomide in these patients?
Well, if you look at that paper, it makes a great slide because it shows that there's more pathways, cytokines, lymphokines, effector cells than you can even measure that have been implicated. Whether this is an anti-angiogenesis agent is unclear, possibly, but that's not its only mechanism of action. Whether it works through other microenvironmental factors is a particular theory of Dr. Chan and Khan's. We don't know. But the other thing I wanted to finish up with your previous question, as I mentioned, there were two interesting and potentially serious adverse effects. The second is tumor lysis syndrome. The other one, the doctors who use this drug really need to be aware of. It appears to be dose independent. It's been reported at doses as low as 2.5 milligrams a day. The lowest dose commercially available is 5 milligrams. And can be life-threatening or fatal. And has been at all doses. It's been seen in other therapies, but it's of particular concern in CLL where the risk appears to be especially high. There's no direct correlation with white count or anything else, but we are mostly concerned in patients who do have increased tumor bulk.